Good afternoon, everybody. It's March 26th, and today we have a special episode for you guys. We're going to be doing a preview of the 2021 season. It's not going to be a typical dorky one. And with me is my co-host, Corne, the best co-host anybody can have. How you doing today, Corne?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Another back at you. You're the best
Yeah.
co-host I can wait for. So enough with the compliments. Let's move on to the show.
So if I'm a little frazzled today, it's because I've been, busy all morning. But I'll try my best to keep the flow going. So, Corne, I got a question for you. You guys have, like, I would imagine, different type of candies than we do here in America, right? Like, I've always been told that the European candies, there's like different brands and it's made differently. Is that correct?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I know we have a lot of different brands, and I think candy is one of the things that is just completely different than what Americans like. And my favorite, so I'm just going to jump right through it, is a type of candy which most Americans truly hate when they taste it, and that's salt licorice. Salt
I
licorice.
knew you were gonna licorice.
It's great, but every time you see some clips on YouTube or anything like that where Americans try licorice, which they mostly hate, but not just don't like, but they really hate, and it's my favorite candy.
Yeah, well, I don't hate it, but I'm not crazy about it either. To me, it tastes like Sambuca,
I love it.
or Jägermeister. It just tastes to me like kind of like medicine. But hey, everybody has their own preference, so I'm not going to judge those licorice lovers out there.
It's funny that you
And
mentioned Sambuca because that's one of my favorite drinks.
well, now it makes sense. So my favorite candy is, I don't really eat candy. I'm not a sweet tooth. I mostly like salty foods and stuff like that. But my favorite candy is Skittles. Every time I have Skittles, the regular red bag Skittles,
Yeah, I know.
I can't stop. I just can't stop eating it. I'll go through a whole bag without thinking. So
Yeah,
that's mine.
I do like Skittles. We have them here, and I know my girlfriend really loves Skittles. We really have
Yeah.
them in house as much, but they're good.
Yeah, I rarely eat it, but when I do have it, I devour it, the red one, because there's like a sour one and there's like tropical berry ones. It's like in a blue package. I like the regular Skittles.
Yeah, I only really know the red ones, so. Yeah, those are
Yeah,
good. Yeah,
the original one.
the original
Yeah.
one.
And I'm sure you can get them, in the stadiums too. You could probably buy, or some stadiums will probably sell them.
Probably.
But to today's episode, we're going to do not something too dorky. As I said earlier, we're going to do a preview of the upcoming season, right?
Yeah, we're going to predict what we think will happen this year. I'm looking forward to hearing what you think. So,
Yeah, we're gonna go through standings and awards, right? And that's basically the main, and the playoffs.
yes.
So I'll let you begin, because I know you are well prepared for this, probably better than I am. So I'll let you start.
Well, I thought we'd just do a group per group first. So let's start with the AL East, and I will go with the AL East first, and then you are first with the AL Central, like that. So,
So you'll start off. I'll tell you my AL East and back and forth. All right.
yeah,
Sounds
exactly.
good. You go with the AL East.
So my AL East is the winner will be, in my opinion, one of the better teams in the majors, and that's not the Tampa Bay Rays, who made it to the World Series last year, but I picked the New York Yankees as the number one. Hate to say it, but yeah, I don't see all their starters have been pretty good this spring, and I know it's just spring, but Kluber has been throwing the ball well. Tyone is pitching pretty well, and that is their main issue. I think the rest of that team is really solid. That lineup is scary. The Yankees are my number one. I have the Rays as my number two. They big blow in losing Nick Anderson for the year,
Yep.
couple of months.
Tommy John.
Yeah. Well, he's going to try to pitch through it without Tommy John, but still, it's not a good thing, obviously.
Right, he needs it.
Eventually. Yeah, well, Lugo still hasn't had one, and he has been pitching through it for a couple of years, so who knows?
Okay.
The Blue Jays is my third team. Just don't see them having enough pitching to get it done to top the American League East. I have the Red Sox as my fourth place team and the Orioles at my fifth place team.
Okay, I mean that's a little different than mine. The last two teams, I agree with you, Red Sox, Orioles, but I have Tampa topping it off. I think that Tampa just has such a great team. They have a great farm. Wander Franco should be coming up soon, who's an exciting prospect. He has a high floor, and his ceiling is who he could be a great, home run hitting guy with a high average, so I think he'll be really helpful to that team. Second place, I actually have Toronto, and I'll explain, because I'm pushing the Yankees further than you are. But Toronto, I think even though they don't have like a main core, they do have a lot of starting pitching depth, and I like how Steven Matz has been pitching. I think Matz is going to be a big part of that team. They also have guys like Pearson and all these other prospects, pitching prospects that are, was it Simeon Woods?
Yeah, some of the Bruce Richardson they have, yeah.
They have, I think they have a nice young talented team. And Bobichet is amazing. Vlad Jr., Calvin Biggio, like they have such a great team. George Springer as well. You're hitting in the NL, in the AL East. I think it's going to be really big for them. And the thing about the Yankees that the reason why I put them third is their health injury. They have a lot of injuries, and they're plagued with injuries. So I think that I'm concerned that they're not going to be healthy enough to compete. That's why I don't have them there. Cole, he's good, right? But I don't see him pitching as good as he did back then, especially now they're cracking down on like a sticky substance. Let's see how that impacts their pitching, because he's suspected to be a big, pine tar user, or not pine tar, whatever user. So, and yeah, they're doing good in spring training, but when they play in the Bronx, the stadium is so small, and when it's humid, the balls just go flying. I don't think the pitching's going to be able to really last. So.
Honestly, I hope that you are right in this case. So,
But they do have a good team. I mean, their offense is great if they're all healthy.
it's a pretty good division for the top three. I think the Red Sox are better than people might expect. So it's a pretty competitive division. The Baltimore,
Yeah.
the Orioles aren't that bad. They aren't good, but they aren't that bad. They did fairly well last year. It's not like the Pittsburgh Pirates. So
Yeah.
who knows?
And they have a farm that's coming up, so their
Yeah.
Orioles are a few years behind.
Exactly. All right, so let's do the central.
So the Central, first place I have the White Sox. I think they're overall the better team in that division. As they have losing Eloy Jimenez is a huge blow. So that's probably, raises some concerns about them competing first place, but I still think they're talented enough. Second place, I have the Twins. The Bomba Squad. They're just like beasts, right? I mean, they just hit so many home runs. They have, decent pitching, and I think guys like Max Kepler is just he's just sneaky outfielder, and people don't really value him too much. I think that he's, he's undervalued, really. And his upside, I think, is really good because the guy learned how to play baseball late in his age. He was a soccer player, I think, in his 20s. He learned how to play baseball, and now he's like, a starting. So I think he's really talented. The Indians, I have them drop into third. Obviously, they lost not just Lindor but Carrasco. They do still have great pitching, but I still think they need some time to put it together. The Royals are obviously in a mini rebuild too, right? They did extended Salvador Perez. They have exciting players like Bobby Witt Jr. in the farm system. They're close. They have good pitching. They're close to competing, but not this year. And same thing with the Tigers. The Tigers have probably like the best farm system in that division, I think. And I think they're just not there yet. But once they have more experience, guys like Torkelson and Casey Mize, they're just gonna jump and help that team contend in like maybe 2 years. What you got?
All right. In my first when I sent my when I thought about my picks, I had the White Sox first, but Eloy Jimenez injury, I do believe that that will bite them. I had it really close between the White Sox and the Twins, and I know the White Sox don't have that much depth, so I now hinge to the Twins beating the White Sox by just because I think their pitching is underratedly solid. It's not great, but with that lineup, it's solid. So I'm going with the Twins, White Sox second. You said a lot of things about each team, which I all agree on. So I'm not going to repeat you. I'm going also with the Indians third, the Royals fourth, and the Tigers fifth. So that's I actually had it the same the first time around, but I changed it up late minute right now to the Twins.
Because the Eloy, I mean, again, I was kind of back and forth with those two,
Yeah,
so I
me too. That's why I think that Eloy Jimenez is such a pretty big part for that team, and without the depth
Well,
that they have, it's a bit
they're
tricky.
rumored to sign Puig, so
Yeah, but
that's a rumor.
that's a fairly big drop off. I mean, Puig is
It is,
not that bad, but
but
it shows to me, it shows that when one player is out, they need to go elsewhere to get another one. And so that's to me that shows their lack of good depth. So that makes me iffy because Eloy Jimenez won't be the only
yeah.
injury they will have. That will
Well,
happen for them.
they also talked about bringing in their prospect, their first base prospect, Vaughn, to he's a good hitting prospect, but I just don't think he's physically able to handle left. That's gonna be a hard defensive transition for him.
That also shows, talking about moving a first baseman over to the outfield. Well, I don't know that guy that well. You are more of that. You're more of the prospect guy. So, that to me shows what I think about and what I fear about the White Sox. So, yeah, it's a bit iffy for me.
Right. Well, let's move on to the West then.
All right, so this is maybe my most surprising division in the in my picks, but I have the Athletics first. Solid pitching, great defense, as they always have. I mean, Chapman, Olson, Laureano, if I say his name correctly, three great.
Ramon Laureano,
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
you said it right.
They have the catcher. I don't remember his name, but he was pretty good last year.
Sean
Yeah,
Murphy.
Sean Murphy, thank you. And
No problem.
yeah, they always seem to get good relief arms, good bullpen arms. So that's my number one. My number two is maybe also a bit surprising for a lot of people, but that's the LA Angels and their potent lineup. They will just beat out the Astros. because of their great lineup. We all know that they lack pitching, which always is the issue for the Angels. But you know what's maybe, you know, Ohtani showing what he's done with the bat, but also with his pitching arm, made me a little more of a believer for the LA Angels. Third, I have the Houston Astros. They will miss him a ton because I wasn't in love with their pitching in the first place. So they got Jake Odorizzi, but I mean, to me, that's a big miss for them. Losing Springer, I think that's a pretty big miss for them. I mean, they were under 500 last year, so yes, they made it almost to the World Series, but they had a losing record. So I'm not sold on the Houston Astros, and with people in the stands, which they didn't have last year, I think that a lot of people haven't forgotten about the cheating scandal, so that could bite them a bit as well. So I'm going with Astros at 4, and then I had the let me quick look.
Yep.
No, of course I have the Mariners 4. Good team, good young talent. They will be good, but not enough this year. And I think one of the worst teams, maybe the worst teams in the majors, the Rangers 5th.
The Chris Young Rangers.
Chris Young Rangers.
Well, yeah, the top two that you picked, I'm actually got the Angels first.
Oh, wow.
I think the Athletics, they do have a great overall team, but I'm really impressed with what Shohei Ohtani is doing in spring training. I think he's going to be remarkable for them. Pitching, they added some guys. So they added Jose Quintana, who I think a lot of people don't value too much because he wasn't that good with the Cubs, but I still think he's a great pitcher. And a change of scenery might be what he needed. Andrew Heaney's another guy who I like. I think he has good upside. Bundy, of course. I think the rotation is actually pretty good. With Alex Cobb, I think he can also take a leap. They got Rocio Iglesias as their closer now. Like, that's one of the biggest weaknesses, that they needed a closer. Now they have Rocio. They have, of course, the Mike Trout. Mike Trout just needs to make it to the playoffs. Like, I want to see him. He's the best player in baseball in the last decade. They need to win for him. So yeah, that's where I got Angels. And then the Athletics, you covered how great they are, so I'm not going to go too deep into it. The Astros, I got them at third place. I was back and forth between them and the Mariners, but I decided to put the Astros third just because, the last few years they made the playoffs. I don't think they're going to fall off just yet, but that time is coming, I think, where right now they're kind of trying to extend Correa, but they're having bad luck with that, and I think they're falling off, and the whole cheating scandal stuff too. The Mariners, again, they're going to be a great team, like you mentioned. I'm not going to go too into the details. Jared Kelenic, I love Jared Kelenic. I'm like his biggest fan. And the Rangers, I have them at the bottom as well. I think Chris Young will shape the team up, but it's going to take a long time, a couple of years at least, to really rebuild.
Yeah. Or agreed. So. Yeah, mostly agree. Yeah, I like your Angels pick, and I truly hope you're right, because, like you said, Mike Trout should. But not just Mike Trout, they have Anthony Rendon, they have Ohtani. It's a pretty – they have so many good players. They need to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, Fletcher's better than people think he is too. And
definitely.
Iglesias in shortstop.
I mean, he's a great defender, and that works for that lineup and works for their pitching staff.
Yeah.
I
think they're good. Oh, yeah, Joe Dell, I think he's going to start the minors, obviously, but He has good upside. They also have Brandon Marsh, another right fielder in the farm. They have a good farm off, farm system for outfielders. So yeah. So I guess I'll move on if we're ready to.
Yes, go ahead.
We're gonna. I get the fun part. I get the NL
Yeah.
East. I see why you wanted to start first.
Lucky you.
Okay, so. I know this may sound biased, but I really think the Mets will come in first place, but it's going to be close to the Braves. The Braves will be second. I got the Phillies; they're coming in third. Nationals fourth, and the Marlins are going to be the bottom team. The Mets, they just they, yeah, they have a couple injuries with Carrasco, Lugo, and Syndergaard, but. Those guys are expected to come back at some point. The way Stroman has been pitching, I think he's, I think he's going to have a really big year. He's a free agent next year, so he has to give it his all. Same thing with Syndergaard when he gets back if he wants to make the big bucks. Lindor, he's just the last few days of Lindor in spring training. It's like he's ready. I'm just ready to see him. Do that on opening day because he's great. He hasn't been stealing bases, but he can hit from the left, from the right. He's great. Yeah, and the Braves, you can't sleep on the Braves. I know people don't want to hear this, but Ronald Acuña is like one of the best players in baseball overall. I mean, he's got the speed, the power. What's his name? I was gonna say Ozzie Smith. What's his name? Yes, Albies. Sorry, I was in the Hall of Fame Museum yesterday, and now I have Ozzie Smith in my head. But Albies, Albies, he's also a really good player. And last year he was injured, so he missed out a big portion. But he's good. Christian Pash is a good defender. He's probably gonna be the center fielder. Freddie Freeman, forget about it. I mean, that the guy is he's a monster. And of course they got great pitching with guys like Freed and. Ian Anderson is the one I'm most excited about there. Phillies, I'm not going to say too much about them. I just feel like they're just not going to be good enough to compete with the Mets and Braves. And the Nationals, they're the same thing with them. It's just they're not going to be able to compete with those two teams. So, what do you think?
Well, I have the Mets first as well, and I don't. As you said, I don't think it's a large gap. I think it will be a very tight race between the Mets and the Braves. If the Mets can hold it close when Carrasco and Syndergaard are out, and then they have a real shot to go on a really good run with those two guys in the rotation. I mean that rotation will be sick if both of those guys are back and pitching well. I have the Braves second. You mentioned all the good players. They have so many good players. I do think their bullpen has taken a pretty big hit, and I think the Mets bullpen is better right now. I agree with you on their pitching. Their pitching is scary, but the Mets pitching is pretty good as well. So that's why I have the Mets right now. I have a surprising third place team because I have the Miami Marlins as my third place team, and
What's that about?
that's mainly because they have such great young pitching. I think Sandy Alcantara is really good. Sixto Sanchez is really, really good. He's a beast. But also, Eliezer Hernandez took a real step forward last year. Pablo Lopez is a solid pitcher. And we saw last year with how many bad things happened with that team. They still got good pitching. And I know their offense is really light, but I'm just not a believer in the Nationals and the Phillies at all. I think the Nationals have an aging team. Yes, they have Juan Soto. Yes, they got Bell and Schwarber, but I don't think that's enough. The rest of that lineup is pretty, it's not that great. Trey Turner,
Iffy, right.
iffy, yeah. Their pitching is set on that big three at the front of the rotation, but there comes a time that those three pitchers are all hurt or not as effective anymore. And I think that time, we saw that a little bit last year, and I think that will be a bigger problem for them after that. I mean, their fourth guy is John Lester, who was also another aging pitcher who wasn't really good last year. He's very hittable. So their pitching to
Yeah.
me is a pretty big problem. Their bullpen isn't great. I think they will lose a lot of games with pitching. And Juan Soto can do it. We saw it last year. Juan Soto was pretty good, but he can't do it all for them. And to me, Juan Soto and Trey Turner are the only two players who are really good. And the Phillies have a bit of the same issue. They got some bullpen arms, but they got, Nola and Zach Wheeler. And for the rest, to me, it's iffy.
Yeah.
The lineup has Harper and Realmuto, and for the rest, I'm not that scared about the Nationals as well. And I don't think they have done enough with the bullpen to. Sorry, I'm talking about
The Phillies.
Phillies. Yeah, sorry. And I don't think they did enough for that pen to be good. And I think that the Marlins are sneaky teams to me. So it's maybe it's not. It maybe it's also a little bit of hope. For the Nats and the Phillies to finish fourth and fifth, but I can see it happening. And I wanted to do my predictions also a little bit, with some surprises in there sprinkled in. So that's my.
Yeah, I agree with you with the rotation. However, I think I them getting Josh Bell, I think was sneaky. They also added Kyle Schwarber. I think those guys have good upside, but we need to see what happens in the regular season. Their rotation is Scherzer is he's getting up there in age, like you said, and I think he was kind of injured in spring training. Strasburg is always hurt. Corbin hasn't been as effective as he used to be. And yeah, so I good points, I didn't think about how the rotation could be weak.
I think it could be weak. Yeah, it could be a huge issue for
Yeah.
them. And that lineup is, Bell could be a good player, but it's a big question mark. He shows a lot this spring,
Yeah.
but yeah, how many times?
He needs to work on that launch angle. That's Bell's problem.
He's doing that right now this spring.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's doing well. He's on a tear.
He's pretty, yeah, exactly. But yeah, we don't know how that will translate. And then even with a good Bell, I still don't really love their lineup. I mean, the Mets and Braves have a way better lineup than the Nets. So,
I definitely agree with that.
NL Central, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's my turn to start, so I will start. My first number one is the Milwaukee Brewers. Yeah,
Really?
Milwaukee Brewers. They added some good defensive guys. I think their pitching is pretty strong, especially those two guys back in that bullpen. Devin Williams and Josh Hader are beasts. So if they have a small lead, yeah, I think Yelich will bounce back. By the way, I think that's a little bit of a forgotten piece that.
I hope so.
That
He's such a great player. I want to see him do
yeah, me
well,
too.
so I hope so.
Same here. So I have them at first. I have the Cardinals second, adding Nolan Arenado. I like Flattery. They have some issues with health in their rotation, so that could be a huge problem for them.
With who? I'm in the rotation health, you
Yeah,
said?
the Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah.
So, it's a second team on a weak division. Let's say it like that. Third after
Yeah.
Cubs. I mean, no Darvish. No, who they traded away? Did they trade another? No, not really, right? Yeah, Carver, Schwarber. They don't
They don't have Lester anymore,
have Lester anymore.
did they don't have Chatwood, right, either?
No. So, yeah, I mean,
Not that they were great, but
yeah, exactly. They won that division, then they lost to the Miami Marlins in the playoffs. But it was a bit of a downfall like team, like I see with the Nationals. And that was made more true with those trades. So I see them at third place. I hate to say, but I see the Reds at the fourth place team besides one of my favorite pitchers in the game, Luis Castillo. But just not enough. They just don't have enough, in my opinion. And fifth, I have also, like the Rangers, one of the worst teams in the majors, and that's the Pittsburgh Pirates.
My standings for the Central are a little bit different than yours. The Pirates are they're the automatic fifth place team. I'm just gonna start with them because it's quick and easy. They need to, right now they need to really rebuild. They lost. They have no real anybody that pops out at the moment. So they're still trying to find that. But I have the Cardinals topping it. I think they're gonna have a good defensive team with Arenado there. They have some big bats. They got, some guys fell off a little bit, like, Goldschmidt is not as good as he used to, but that's part of the ballpark they're in, right? It's a pitcher's friendly ballpark, so don't expect them to hit that well, but they'll be good. Also, Matt Carpenter is another guy who he fell off, but we've seen him a few years ago where he was tremendous. Paul DeJong is sleepy to people are sleeping on him. I think he's a lot better than his numbers make it seem. But he's just too streaky. And I don't know why everybody's so crazy about Dylan Carlson, but let's see what he does. He's supposed to be an exciting outfield prospect. Next I have the Brewers. The Brewers, they have, for the same reasons you mentioned, they have good teams. I think they have some, that the defensive infield is going to be really good. Third place, I have the Reds. Fourth place, I have the Cubs.
All right. It's not
So,
that
yeah,
different.
just a little
Yeah,
switcheroos
exactly.
there.
It's not that bad. And I like that. Yeah, you make good points. So not bad. Good job.
Yeah, I didn't go too deep into the other ones because I felt like you kind of touched upon the main things I was going to say.
Yeah,
So,
agreed.
but the next one, you gave me a tough one to start off for the West, the NL West. It's tough because I don't want to talk about Trevor Bauer.
Well,
So,
don't. Just don't.
okay, I think the Dodgers are just. They're just such a good team. They're what I want the Mets to be. I want them to spend money when they need to. I want them to build a good farm. The Dodgers just have everything. They got Mookie Betts. They have, the only thing I don't like about them is I'm a fantasy baseball player, so they have so many starters that like the guys that I have are like gonna be in the bullpen. Like May and Gosselin, I like those guys, but they're not going to be able to start when you have, such a deep rotation. Trevor Bauer, though, I don't think he's going to be as good as he was last year. Again, with the whole substance thing, they're cracking down. He's a guy who benefited. I mean, there's evidence in his rotations, like in one game, how he increased it by, I think, like over 500 in one. After an inning, it's like, hey, let's be careful there, Bauer. But yeah, then so second, I have the Padres. They lost Tatis Jr., and that's the only reason why I don't have them stepping over the Dodgers for first place. Tatis Jr. is an exciting player. He's a spark plug. He's hurt, so I hope he comes back soon. I forget how long the injury is gonna be, but it's a big blow. But the rotation is gonna be the best in baseball. They have the best rotation in baseball, no doubt. I mean, they got Darvish, they got geez, I can't even think right
Snell.
now. They got Musgrove, Snell. It's such a great rotation. Then next year they're gonna have Clevinger, and it's ridiculous.
They also have good. Oh,
So
sorry. Go
next,
ahead. No, go ahead.
no,
Yeah, they
go ahead.
also have Mackenzie Gore and some good young arms. But man.
I want to see McKenzie. I want to see him so bad, but like they blocked him. He's probably going to be in the bullpen. And yeah, they got Machado. They have like 50 infielders now. They even got that exciting Korean player Kim. So it's going to be a fun team to watch. The Diamondbacks, I got in third, because I was going to put the Rockies, but the Rockies don't have. They just have Trevor Story, really. They don't have pitching. They don't have hitting. They always get these old players. They don't let their young players start, which is ridiculous to me. Like, I don't believe in them, and so that's the reason why I swapped those two. I think Diamondbacks, they have some upside, and the Giants, I have fifth place, even though I kind of was hesitant to put them there. I think between the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, and the Giants, it can go either way. So I just rushed to put them in there. But the Giants, they have they improved their starting rotation, I think. And I want to see, was it McGee pitch as their closer? I think he's going to be the closer,
Yeah,
Jake
all right,
McGee.
didn't know that, but yeah.
I like Mike Yastrzemski. I think he's going to be one of the better
Very
players in the
good player,
league.
yeah.
Buster Posey's gonna be back. Who he could still hit. He's not as good as he used to be. But like, between the last three teams, I'm not really strict on any order. So what do you got? Maybe you have a better, more fixed
Now,
order here.
honestly, those last three can go either way. I had the Rockies at in the last spot, just like you mentioned. They only had Trevor Story and Marquez, their pitcher. And for the rest, it just isn't really good. So I have them in the fifth spot. I really, Diamondbacks, Giants, I think that's a fair point. I picked the Giants because I do like what they did with Gausman and the Belt, who did fantastic last year. They have some aging players, but they can still be somewhat productive. So I have them at third place, and the Diamondbacks I have at fourth place, mainly also because they lost Zach Gallen. For
Yeah, tough blow.
that's for me is the main difference. Because he would have been my Cy Young super pick, by the way. But yeah, he got hurt, so that sucks. I was on vacation and I didn't notice that Tatis Jr. was hurt. So that was a bit of a shock to me to hear that right now.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah.
big, big blow. He left he So I don't know how long he's going to be out, but it's a
Oh.
shoulder issue.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, exciting player. I did have the Padres beat the Dodgers in the West, mainly because you already mentioned it, but that pitching is so deep, and the Dodgers also have a deep rotation. But they added Bauer, who I think will take a step back with the reasons you mentioned. Kershaw is getting there with his age. May has filthy stuff, but in my opinion, hasn't really put it all together just yet. So I think their rotation is the main difference between those two teams, and I think the Padres have the better rotation. So I have the Padres beating out the Dodgers, and so moving on to the wild cards, I guess.
So you got to start us off then. I'll let you start with you could do the wild
All
cards.
right. I have the
Well, actually, why don't we just go through your entire playoffs and I'll go through mine, 'cause that way, it's easy to follow for the
All right,
listeners.
that's cool. I have it on my phone, so sometimes I have to switch it up and then
So I'll start it off if you want, so while you look.
that's cool.
Okay, so yeah, so my picks for the AL wild card, I have the Blue Jays versus the Twins. I think that the Tampa Bay is just gonna be the better team. It's gonna Blue Jays is gonna be the wild card. But the National League, I have the Padres versus the Braves. Both of them are really good teams, but I think that the Mets are gonna finish above, win a division, and same thing for the Dodgers. So, it's gonna those two are gonna are my favorite to make it. For the ALDS, I have the Angels versus the White Sox and Tampa versus Toronto. For the National League Division Series, the Mets versus the Cards, and the Dodgers are going to meet the Padres in the NLDS. The American Championship Series, I'm going to have the Angels versus Tampa and the Mets versus San Diego for the NLDS. For the World Series, I know people don't want to hear this, but I think that the Mets are going to lose to San Diego. They're not going to be able to make it to the World Series. So I have the Angels versus San Diego. And I want to say San Diego is going to win it all, but I'm going to go with the Angels. I went with the Angels. I think that this is their year. So I know that's a bold move, but I
I
just
had some surprises in there,
yeah
but damn,
the
the LA Angels as your next World Series winners.
again, I think that this for me the Padres are the better pick, but I think I want to I'm a little biased for the Angels here, and I want them to win. I think that they have the offense too, like that can edge can slightly be the edge to win the World Series. The pitching, obviously, it's going to be hard to compete with the Padres, but I'm gonna go. I'm Mike Trout. He's gonna win it. He's gonna win his championships here, his ring. So.
All right. Yeah, shocking, but all right. I'll start with mine. I have the Angels versus the Rays as my AL wild card. And I have the Dodgers versus the Braves in the NL wild card. But that's a fun wild card. My ALDS is the Angels versus the Yankees and the A's versus the White Sox. Twins, sorry. I mixed the Twins up at the last moment, so that had to be the Twins right now. So, and the NLDS is the Padres versus the Braves. So the Dodgers are out, which I thought was pretty surprising. And the Mets versus the Brewers. And I think the Mets are the lucky one right there because they will move on to face the Padres in the NLCS. And I actually had the White Sox moving on, but I'm now going with the let me check real quick. The A's.
So we have the same NLCS then. We have Mets versus Padres for the
The
NLCS.
A's versus the Yankees in the ALCS, and the A's will move on to the World Series to face the Padres, and my World Series winner is the San Diego Padres.
Well, we were very close, I guess, in our except for I just got the Angels like really surprising
Yeah, well,
everybody.
we both have a have our AL, and we both have our West Division winners. Oh no, you have the Padres who are your wild card team. I have my both AL West teams in the World Series. Both West teams, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like once Tatis is back,
That's true.
I just feel like the Dodgers are gonna win the division because the Padres are gonna be missing Tatis, and then but he's gonna come back eventually, and then that's in the playoffs. That's where the Dodgers will be able to edge
And
the Dodgers,
the
the
pitching, yeah,
Padres
and the
edge the Dodgers.
pitching
What?
from the Padres will You know, having guys like, you know, Lamet or whoever they choose to play, you have some of those guys available in the bullpen, and that's a major plus for them. That's I mean, we saw it with the Washington Nationals in 2019, with their starters making appearances out of the bullpen, how that worked for them. So I agree with you on the Padres having a better team for the
But Ohtani, what would you do with Ohtani in the playoffs?
playoffs.
So would you, he's not going to be able to start pitching, right? He's going to have to
Yeah,
be a
probably.
hitter.
I think that's just better suited. It's so odd because he's both great in pitching and hitting.
He can throw 100 miles an
Yeah.
hour. Like he's phenomenal, but in a playoff game, what do you do with Ohtani?
Yeah, I think I think he's a slightly better hitter than he is a pitcher, and also he's a slightly safer to be a hitter instead of a pitcher, so to speak, with his arm. You know, he had a lot of arm issues, so it also depends a bit on how much innings they want to have him pitch this year. I think that's I don't know if he's capable of making so many starts. So then you have to pick him as a hitter. But yeah, that's an Angels.
That's an what was the last part? An angel
That's an
what?
Angels problem for when they make it.
Oh yes. But since we're gonna talk about the Cy Young and MVP winner, I have a surprise for those, which involves the
Yeah,
Angels.
your MVP is Ohtani, and your Cy Young Award winner is Ohtani.
No, I don't have him winning the Cy Young, but I have him as the MVP. I do have him as an AL
Oh,
MVP.
well, you're
Because I think that he's going to get some value from his pitching as well as his hitting to make the case. And they're going to make it to the playoffs because of Ohtani.
yeah. I have to admit that I had him in my mind for MVP as well. Not for Cy Young because I don't think he will pitch too many innings, but as an MVP, it crossed my mind to pick him.
Yeah, I have actually, because I wanted to pick two people, right? I have one, just I got Ohtani, and I have for my MVP, Bo
Wow.
Bichette. I love Bo
Yeah.
Bichette.
Yeah, we actually, just to clarify to our listeners, we actually did a one pick that you think it will be, and one pick that is a little bit of a sneaky pick, a little bit of the under the radar guy where we think we keep an eye on this year to maybe do it, but we have a more likely pick and a more under the radar pick.
So that's why I went with Bo Bichette as my sleeper, my sneaky pick. Who do you get for your AL
My AL
MVP?
MVP is Mike Trout. I mean, he's the best player in the game, and I don't see picking anybody else than Mike Trout as my in a predictions pick. But I also, going back to what you said, that the Angels are making it to the World Series. I had someone who wasn't in my first World Series, but in a team that won the AL West. And I love Matt Chapman, that defense. I think he will bounce back with the bat. Great overall player. So to me, that's my sleeper AL MVP pick.
That's not a bad one. Chapman is really good. I was hoping the Mets were going to trade for him, even though it would have cost us an arm and a leg. He's just good all
He is
around
one
for
of
the
the
reasons
players
you
I
said.
would overpay for, and that says a lot.
Yep, because you don't
I
like
hate
overpaying for
overpaying for
players.
players. So,
Now, who you got for the National League? I'll
all
let you
right.
start that one
My
off
National
for
League
the
MVP
MVP.
is the best young hitter in the game, in my opinion. And I clarify best young hitter. That's Juan Soto, national. I hate that he's doing so great against us, but that guy is just so good. And he's 22 years old, Del. I don't think you know that.
Yeah, he's Soto is amazing. You feel like he's much older, right? Because of what he's been doing the last two
it's
seasons.
Just the guy does everything. He's such a good pitch recognition. He has power to all fields. He doesn't really have that much speed, but you know the way he is able to get on base and the way he is able to to hit it out of the park. It's just amazing. And my sleeper pick, I hope I didn't pick the one you're going to get. That's but I had so I had actually written down two, but I had Pete Alonso, our New York Met, as one, but also Ketel Marte as another, because I didn't want to step on your toes for your sleeper pick.
No, you know, I let you, because you showed me your notes before, so I made sure not to pick
Well,
Alonso
then it's Pete
as
Alonso.
Much as I know he's going to finish in the top MVP, but I don't know if he will take
well,
it.
Well, you mentioned MVP last time, so come on, dude.
MVP, that's hey, you claimed that you had the rights to that one first.
I think Pete will be great. I think Pete will really show that 2019 Pete, and I know you do as well.
I think he's gonna take a step back from his power, but it's gonna increase that on base percentage, and that's gonna be the main thing for his.
I still think
success.
He will hit like 46 home runs or something like that.
Well, that's a step back from 60. I think he'll hit, you know, 40, 45, 46, above 40, you know, maybe close to 50, no more than 50 home runs. But I think the value is if he can keep that on base percentage close to 400, that's going to be for him.
And he wants to win a gold glove. So, who knows? I don't think he will, by the way, but.
Hey. He can do whatever he wants. He's MVP'd. For me, I actually have a guy who's a little bit older than Soto, in Ronald Acuna, who's going to be entering his 23-year-old season. So Acuna is just such a great player. He can hit. He can run. He can do it all. And unfortunately, it sucks that we have to deal with this division with guys like Acuna and Soto. You know, let's hope the Marlins don't find their Acuna or Soto. That's going to suck. No. Probably the closest one they have is Jazz Chisholm. I think
he's a good player. Yeah. I don't think it's Soto or Acuna, but he's a good player.
No, but he's got some pop and some speed. Just contact is a little iffy, but he could be good. So my sneaky NL MVP is Francisco Lindor.
I love it.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that would be amazing, right? That would be. I think that would be the most fun to have especially if he signs an extension in the next couple of days. That would be really sick.
Yeah, he's a good player, and he's an ambassador to the game. He's a good leader. Like he's just such a great guy, and I, you know, he could switch hitter. You know, the Mets needed that star power, that star potential. You know, we have Pete Alonso. But I feel like, you know, Lindor being a shortstop, what he can bring defensively will also help him
definitely.
Race.
But on the other hand, Francisco Lindor is going to help Pete Alonso a lot this year, just to be there and, you know, and not have, you know, it's a little less pressure on Pete Alonso. I think Pete will thrive on a little bit less pressure on himself, putting a little bit less pressure on himself. So that it's a good pick. Shall we move? Shall I move on to
Thank you.
AL Cy Young?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's wrap this up with the last two. Go ahead with your AL or
I
NL,
will start
whichever
with my
one you want to go with.
AL Cy Young. I have the former Net Lucas Giolito as my pick, and I have Luzardo from the Athletics as my sleeper pick. And to be totally honest with you, the National League have way better pitching than the American League, because it was tough to pick both. I think, like you mentioned, Cole is going to still take a little bit of a step back. I don't think Shane Bieber will be that good. So, yeah, I went with a very good young army, Lucas Giolito. And I mean, that lefty from the Athletics is pretty filthy, and I think he will show his true potential this year. Yes.
Jesus Lazardo. I like it. I like it. So I actually have Bieber as my safe pick for the Cy Young. I think, you know, he's still young. He's 25, and what he did was amazing last year. If he can do it again, you know, it's an easy pick. And for my sneaky pick, I think Lance Lynn. He's gonna be with the White Sox, right? That's where he's at right now. They traded for him, and I think he's got to have a nice team around him. He's got, you know, like center field. Luis Roberts is one of the best and outs above average out there. Moncada is great. I don't know if he's great defensively, but he's a good bat. I think he's in a good team, so that'll help him be better. Because, you know, in order to step up, you got to have a good team around you. So for the NL Cy, I think the easiest one for me, and, you know, we could probably say the same person at the same time. Just the greatest pitcher in baseball. Ready? One, two, three. Jacob DeGrom. He's going to do it. I mean, if he doesn't – all right, he's the most likely to do it again. He's just great. There's – what DeGrom brings is just amazing, and, you know, I'm glad that we have a good team to for him to do better, because, again, a good defensive team is what he needs. For my surprise, Cy Young, it's going to be something about the Padres. Every time they trade a pitcher, they just take this huge step forward. So I got Musgrove as my NL
nice.
Sneaky pick.
Well, yeah, DeGrom was my first, obviously. I think we can say enough about how good Jacob DeGrom is, but we don't have time for that anymore. My sleeper pick is Burns from the Brewers. Corbin Burns, who really showed great things last year, was really was for a long time in the Cy Young conversation a little bit. You know, outside of that top three, and I think he, with a Milwaukee Brewer team, that in my opinion will win the NL Central, he will be the sleeper pick for the National League Cy Young Award for me.
I agree with you. So we kind of had a long episode today, so I think we're just gonna cut it from here. You know, and we'll do rookie of the year next time. All right. Well, that's all I have. I mean, it was fun talking baseball with you. I love that we actually covered the MLB.
We didn't.
And we didn't talk dorky today.
Dorky, we should do that next time. But I think with a week before opening day, we can let our listeners know what we think about the MLB season. And let's talk a little bit more general about MLB and about the teams instead of going into stats. So next time it will be the true dorky match show like you expect from us. But this time it was just us predicting baseball.
Yeah. And let us know what you think your predictions are. We like to hear from you guys too. So that's a wrap then, Corney. You have a good one. You have
Let's
anything
go,
else to
Mets.
say before
Thank
we
you, Dale.
sign off?
It was awesome again. And expect a big year.
Let's
And
go,
I
Mets.
can't wait for next week until we can watch real baseball again.
Oh, yeah. All right, brother. Well, you enjoy finish enjoying your vacation, and thanks for taking your time to join
finish
us.
up.
And thank you to our
Thank you all.
listeners for listening.